Stuff that is old is new again. That's perhaps a good definition of retro. Vinyl records, the VW Beetle. And I know you love your smartphone, but now a revamped version of the Nokia 3310 has just launched, nearly 17 years after eager fingers started punching its keypad. The Nokia 3310 is nicknamed the Brick. Nothing stylish about it, really. Back in 2003, Nokia sold it as rugged, indestructible, solid design, and unique buttons, along with its distinct ringtone. Yeah, you remember it now. The Nokia 3310 became very popular before it was phased out in 2005, but now the Brick is back. Ian Bogos is a professor of media studies and computing at the Georgia Institute of Technology. You remember the Nokia 3310, Ian? Did you ever own one?
I definitely remember it. I had an earlier Nokia model, the 6190, which was from about 1997. But I remember the 3310 so well, thanks to that asymmetrical button layout and the color case options. And that distinctive style is such that I think anyone who remembers it couldn't fail to recall it later, you know, like a classic car or a landmark building. It kind of burns its form into your mind.
Yeah, sure. So 17 years is a long time. What have been the updates?
Well, it has a color screen now, for one part, which is bigger than the original kind of green and black screen that you might remember from the early days. And the handset's thinner than it once was. You can slip it into your pocket more easily. Comes with a camera, which the original didn't. It has a more capacious battery. Nokia has claims that it can go like 22 hours of talk time or something like that.
So what's the appeal of a new Nokia other than it being retro?
Well, you know, the market for phones like this hasn't vanished, even though we don't talk about it very much. It's certainly been supplanted largely by smartphones, but there were about 1 million phones of this sort that were sold in the UK last year. When you have a phone like this that's cheap, it's rugged, it's simple, it's, you know, might be better suited for certain users and uses than a smartphone would be. And then there's also the fact that at this moment, this year, there are a lot of people, including myself, I don't know about you, who maybe feel a little too attached to their smartphones. Mm. Maybe
the time
is right.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So maybe we'd like not to be reachable all the time.
Right. So for people like us who want to kind of get off the grid, other than us, who's the target audience? Is it the developing world? Because I actually did buy one of these Nokias 4 years ago in Senegal, precisely for this reason.
The developing world remains a major market, but for those in the developed world, there are other reasons to consider a product like this. Maybe you want a phone for emergencies or to leave in the car, and that was actually one of the reasons that many people bought cell phones back in the 2000 era anyway. Maybe you want one to take with you when you go camping or you go rafting somewhere where you're afraid that your $1,000 phone might get damaged. Maybe you want to take one to a concert, a sporting event where it could get stolen. You just don't want to worry about it.
Well, on the timescale of technology, it's not exactly sophisticated, but the Finns were really proud of it when it came out, the Nokia 3310.
It's important to remember that there was a time around the 2000s, early 2000s, when Nokia had the vast majority of the handset market all around the globe. And to get a cell phone really meant getting a Nokia, more or less. So returning to that moment, it's almost poetic. It feels like, you know, the underdog rising to defeat the overlord. There's a kind of David and Goliath story here, too.
Even though, as one Finn told me a few years ago, it's weird. Finns are some of the least talkative people on Earth.
It's true. And, you know, you go back and you look at the long history of Nokia, and I think it started as a paper company or something like that. So the longevity of the brand and also the business with a small industrial market. In some sense, Nokia needs to succeed for the local economic reasons in addition to global ones.
Ian Bogos, professor of media studies and computing at the Georgia Institute of Technology. Thank you very much.
Thank you.